Go tell Handel, go tell Haydn, it's time for Insert Credit Guidance. Welcome back to Insert Credit Guidance, side stories to the ongoing Insert Credit narrative. This week, we shift into a slightly slower gear as friend of the show Topher Florence shares his experiences and thoughts on American Truck Simulator. Let's go away.
You know, I really found a lot to love playing American Truck Simulator. The American version of Euro Truck Simulator, I suppose. There's a lot of different mods for it. There's, you know, graphical improvements, higher fidelity, different kinds of weather options. You can make it always the golden hour. Always beautiful. Some folks want the physics to be more realistic or less realistic, more arcadey. The maps to have more detail. Some people are building their own, like, fan states. Like, the game releases on a state-by-state basis, so some people are just building their own states or trying to build off, you know, Canadian provinces. I think one thing that I want personally for the game, for a mod, maybe someday, would be for, like, more redwoods and sequoias out in the Pacific Northwest. Because, like, for my taste, it's really a little too sparse up there. The mods, they can get really granular. Some folks don't like to look at antique cars you might see. So there's a car, you know, there's a mod just called No Old Cars. What I usually like to use is, outside of the usual stuff like, you know, infinite money and everything unlocked and all that good stuff. I like to turn off the cops, you know, so I don't have to follow, you know, the laws of man. I like to turn on realistic advertisements, you know. Like, logically, the game itself, you know, they license the trucks, but, you know, the gas stations and the delivery trucks and all the logos and stuff are kind of, you know, generic branded. Even stuff like, you know, if you look at Six Flags, instead of the Superman has a big H on it for some reason instead of an S, or on the roller coaster. And the Hollywood signs, it's just World of Trucks or whatever, you know. There's a bunch of generic brand replacements for things. But I kind of like realistic advertisements. Because, you know, I don't like ads in games. I guess on purpose. But there's something about the part of my brain that enjoys, you know, the quote-unquote fidelity on the American Truck Simulator experience. Having realistic ads and logos and things like that, it helps scratch that itch. I think maybe if there was like a good, you know, a corny pun names pack, maybe Mad Magazine style, you know, not at the level of GTA, maybe more like Weird Al or something like that, you know, dad jokes. There's a pack for logos like that. I'd probably use that. And I do. I like to use a car instead of a truck, which kind of defeats the purpose, right? When you're driving a car in a American Truck Simulator, it kind of turns into like a very slow and deliberate version of OutRun, right? Or something like that. There's something about the precise scale of driving an American Truck Simulator or a Euro Truck Simulator where you're when you drive at car scale in such a giant map. I like to go in sometimes and just, like, you know, ignore all the goals or missions or things like that, just skip all the deliveries and just drive out. Have some fun. There's a lot of games that I've had, similar pleasures in. You know. The GTA games have a pretty wide swath of the West to drive around in, and that's, you know, that could be fun. Great soundtracks. Is that game The Crew from Ubisoft? Ubisoft? That one is just like, it's like a race across America through all these different vehicles. I think it's got like ATVs and boats in it and planes and stuff in it too, maybe. Maybe that's The Crew too. But The Crew has a very large sort of like, how should I say? It's a theme parking version of America, right? And so is American Truck Simulator, but the Crew is really like, it's like America, the theme park, the ride, right? There's that one game, Fuel. It takes place in a post-apocalypse. I remember the marketing was like, this map is real. It's the size of Connecticut. We used real satellite data to make it. And that's also, you know, it's very fun to drive around. I like that a lot. But for me, if you're talking about sort of a modern set game with the right balance of like granular detail, I'm not sure Truck Sim can be beat, man. It's something out there. Although these days it's getting a lot of new competitors, though. A lot of interesting stuff coming out. Truck Sim is like, it is a theme park version of America. It is a greatest hits version of America. Not to the degree of The Crew, but it is that. I describe it as a highway game. What I mean by that is like it focuses on trying to replicate the experience of going from town to town. So that point A to point B experience, the trucking, you know, is the main attraction. It's kind of a big picture view of everything. So you get your landmarks, you know, you can see Six Flags or the Grand Canyon or the Space Needle or whatever, you know. But it's not like it's a street by street, road by road, like a satellite replication of reality, you know. It's not like Microsoft Flight Simulator. You're mostly not going to be driving through little suburbs and back alleys and whatnot. There's a little bit of that. When you do get it, it's fun, but you know, it's a huge map. And it's not every city, but right now this is a video game that has almost 200 cities in it, right? With a ton of bespoke content. It's like they don't reuse anything. They're not completely maniacs, but each city has unique artwork in it, right? Unique things in it. And when you have that level of granular detail, it's kind of amazing. It's really special. I think I often do see this game as a podcast game, as a comfort game. So it doesn't like to just like, you know, grab a long podcast and find a decently long delivery you can do, you know. The game is not real time. It is not to scale. But, you know, driving from state to state can take literal, actual, several human hours. And I think that's fantastic. I think it's a very wild thing to do in such a niche game. And, you know, to use the dreaded word, cozy. I think the game can be cozier than, you know, the 157th farming sim, datum up, whatever, Harvest Moon clone on Switch. Maybe there's something about podcasts and radio dramas, you know. I listened to, Agatha Christie's Poirot, the BBC version. Something about the intimacy of the audio format. And having conversations and, you know, driving in sort of a trance-like state. It's very unique, and it's kind of neat to be able to do that on a laptop instead of, you know, having to actually get in the car and do it. One time when I was playing a game, I yawned, and my in-game character yawned, because there's like, you know, an exhaustion system. And the person on the podcast I was listening to yawned. And at that moment, it's kind of like, you know, like a dimensional barrier had broken down. Kind of a weird little brain tingle. Feel connected in some sort of weird link. Wizard of Oz, Dark Side of the Moon kind of thing. I think I would describe driving a car in American Truck Simulator as sort of a realization of the feeling of what you thought driving would be as an adult when you were in the back seat of your parents' car as a kid, right? Maybe on a long road trip somewhere. You think about what would it be like if I was driving? What would it be like? And this is sort of that, right? When you're actually driving, you have different worries, different thoughts, things like that. But somehow the video gaminess of it really does connect with that sort of childish mindset, maybe. Sort of a model train ethos to the thing, right? It cares about detail. It cares about things like that. But you're still in a sort of shrunken down in miniaturized world. Representational. Abstract. And, you know, sometimes I think the game should have, more details, dialogue options, characters, you know. Maybe you stop off at a gas station, or you can buy some way too expensive beef jerky, or some, you know, shady trucker drugs, or maybe you go to like a cross the state line and find yourself at a rest stop. With brochures for fake attractions. You just sit down and people watch. Have a picnic. Sleep in your cab. Well, it's technically you can sleep in your cab in a game, but it's not rendered that much. Some other games have that. Or, you know, maybe like, what if there was a hunger meter and, you know, you stopped off at an old Waffle House with a broken cigarette machine and just flirted with an old waitress at the diner. That could be fun. And there are, like I said, there are trucking games that have human drama and relationships and character and things like that. But I guess my point is, there's something to be said for it being at the level of representational or abstract that it is. Despite being, you know, a quote-unquote photorealistic game. Maybe there's something to be said for the limitations of the town-to-town experience, giving you the ability to backfill in the gaps in your mind. To think of, you know, what's outside of this little dream that's been curated for you. And you know, the thing about driving is that even virtual driving, I guess, it has an emotional palette. There's kind of, you know, a dread you get driving through the desert for hours on end at night. A sort of creeping sense of unease and loneliness. You know, the weirdness of stopping at a gas station in the middle of nowhere you're never familiar with. You never know what's going to happen. And there are games that tie into that specifically, like horror games, but, you know, I think you can tap into that in Truck Simulator as well. There are even, you know, within this game, a few weird little silly supernatural touches. If you're driving around Nevada at night, you might see like a spy plane or UFO lights or things like that sometimes. That's always fun. As I'm recording this, it's like they've gotten pretty deep into the map, you know. The West Coast is totally finished. Kansas just came out. We're in the Midwest now. Nebraska and Arkansas are in the works. It's a really staggering thing to see, you know. It's honestly kind of a monumental work. They released the game in 2016. Still working on it. And at the rate they're going, probably won't have the full, you know, lower 48 map, at least, until, I don't know, the 2030s. Will they include Alaska? Will they make you drive through British Columbia? Who can say? But to me, that level of large work, it's very fascinating to me. It's something different than early access, you know? It's exciting. It's kind of like Dwarf Fortress, you know? It's like you're driving around in somebody's life's work. I'd be curious to see the people who made this game, like maybe make an outer space game. There are some Space Trucker games coming out. Or make a game with the wholly fictional map. But I guess maybe it being in the real world is like the real appeal of it, you know. When you're driving through Europe or America. I wonder what kind of lessons people will take from this game. I wonder when all the 48 states are done, if someone will use it for their own, you know, put action characters in it. Try to go full holodeckian, you know? Well, hopefully, by the time that happens, we'll still be around. We'll still be able to run this, whatever, you know, engine this is on. On whatever future devices we have. And I really hope we see this game through to the end. Because to me, it really is an amazing thing.
Insert Credit Guy Den is a production of Insert Credit. This episode featured Topher Florence with an intro by Alex Jaffe, edited by me, Esper Quinn, with original music by Kurt Feldman. Thanks for listening.